Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I love hearing side hustle ideas from listeners. I love to know what you're working on, what you're thinking about. So thanks for making Side Hustle School what it is. We have come so far, but we have so far to go. So, you know, keep listening. New episode every day, of course. For today, a question from a listener, a woman with a background in retail who wants to become a vintage shopping concierge. I'm not totally sure if it's all online or if there's an in-person component. We'll hear the question in a moment. But basically, you know, when you have an idea, whatever your idea happens to be, you're going to have lots of side hustle ideas. The more you think about what kind of business could I start, there's just an unlimited number of ideas, right? So whenever you have one, you want to look at it from a few different angles. You want to ask, like, how feasible is it to get it up and running? You might ask, of all the ideas that I'll have, what is the relative profit potential of this one? We've talked about how to figure that out in different ways, some tools you can use and such. You might also want to ask, how does it suit your skill set? And of course, last but definitely not least, how excited are you about this idea? What is your level of motivation and momentum, relatively speaking? Because, you know, life is short. And even though it's important to make the numbers work, like we definitely have a question about that in there, but it's also important to work on something you believe in. I think we're all going to be happier when we do that, you know, for the most part. So let us take a look at this latest idea. I want to become a vintage shopping concierge. Well, I don't want to myself. I don't think I'd be good at that. But I suspect our listener might be a bit more qualified.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi there, this is Lisa calling from Rockville. I've been listening for a while. I have a background in retail, having worked at two clothing stores and then helping my sister with one of her own. My idea is to become a shopping concierge focusing on vintage. The fancy stores like Saks and Macy's have concierge that help big spenders pick out their clothes. I want to do that, but for vintage. I think the market is big enough and that there's enough people who spend money on clothes but want to go vintage that I can make it work. What do you think? Also, What steps would you take to establish this business? And do you see any big problems I should be looking out for? Thanks so much.
Hey there. Thanks so much for the question. I love hearing listeners' ideas, and I like the market here. I think this is an interesting possibility. The question is where customers will come from. You know, I find myself returning to this theme time and again. You may have heard me say something similar in a previous question and answer, just because it's so important. And I think it's a question that many new side hustlers don't think nearly enough about. And not just new side hustlers. I've sometimes had this problem too, where I think, oh, I've got a great idea. You know, here's this interesting, I don't know if it's a gap in the market or just something I've identified or something that I would like to do. I think I'm somewhat good at it. And, you know, all that's fine and well, but the tendency is to think more about the idea and less about the customer. And really, we should reverse that. You know, the ratio should be much more customer centric. So knowing your ideal customer seems extremely important for something like this. You know, who are they? Where do you find them, or how will they find you? I think as well for this kind of project, you want to have some sort of pricing package, maybe a recurring commitment of sorts. So it's like, you know, once a quarter for $300 or maybe more. You know, this is including the cost of the clothes. For $300, let's say I will deliver a number of items that are perfect for you. And anything you don't like, you just return it to me and I'll resell it. I'll apply the credit to next quarter's order. You know, it's something like that. So obviously you'll do a detailed, you know, survey intake process where you get sizes and also like, you know, preferences and what do you like, what do you dislike, and so on. And then, you know, of course, the vintage concierge, it's that person's job to then, you know, source the items. You would use a portion of the fee to buy the clothes, maybe something like 2/3 of it, with the remaining portion as your profit. So that's the business model of it. But as I said, I would think customer first. So I'd spend a lot more time thinking about that before I proceeded. But otherwise, I think it's interesting. So let us know how it goes. All right, listeners, sidehustleschool.com/questions. If you've got a question, we'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks for being out there. Take care of yourself. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.